This is my uncle's old wood stove. I got it from him for free. It's got a big crack in the side of it. It won't take long to get warm once this gets going.
Do you have any matches?
No. Right on. Can't be too prepared.
That's Jim Welch the night before deer season. We were in his deer camp in Chelsea, and it was snowing, which was ridiculous because it was too early to be snowing. His camp is an old school bus outfitted with a wood stove and a couple pallets in the back for sleeping. To get to it, you have to drive through Mr. Bradshaw's barnyard and then about a half mile across a big field. The bus has been there for as long as Jim can remember, and Mr. Bradshaw lets him use it. So it was the night before rifle season, and a bunch of Jim's friends were coming out to the bus to do what they always do the night before deer season, which is mostly drink beer, tell deer stories, and give each other a hard time. And even though these guys are mostly in their 20s and 30s, it seems like they've known each other forever, and known each other's parents and grandparents and uncles. Everybody knows everybody. Since there's no movie theater, no bowling alley, or no YMCA, or much cell service in this valley, fun is something you have to make up together as you go along. So here's Jim and his friends on the bus the night before deer season in a snowstorm. Welcome.
Whoa, the soft shell cooler made it up here?
Yeah, there he is.
No, he told you not to pack in the middle of the road. Like, oh, Billy.
This is Ryan. No, it was up to the camper up on South Washington, and there's 5 inches or so up there already.
Are you sure?
What's the night before rifle season like in Chelsea?
It's very hectic. Make sure you get all your, you know, your gun, ammunition, all your clothes. Make sure if you're married, whatever, your spouse and everything tucked into bed. It's like, all right, well, we're headed to deer camp. It's like, all right, I'll see you in a week, or depending on what it is, I'll see you maybe tomorrow. Who knows? But
I've been debating on whether to hunt on the backside of Stender's place tomorrow or not.
There are some big bucks there.
Chelsea is definitely geographically away from everything, and there's really no draw to kind of be here.
Well, you can't be like you're not going to go to the theater and, or you know, like a movie theater and watch movies around here. It's like 45 minutes to the nearest one. On a Saturday night for us, like when I was a kid, it was going to like a big bonfire in the middle of the woods, you know. And nowadays, I mean, it hasn't really changed, I guess, really.
Well, for one, it's seasonal. Spring, there is definitely the sugaring. That's the gig, like March and early April. It's mud season. And you go and visit sugar houses whenever possible, socialize. Definitely the most fun if you pack it full of people, and it's kind of a night out without going to a restaurant. It's pretty fun.
You got a bad story?
How many times did you rack a couple shells off that 33 before you ran out of bullets?
Hey, I had...
And then you had to use my gun.
Some sort of marksman. 47 feet of bullet drop. And I only missed it by a foot.
5 shots off, nothing to prove.
Through town, probably 90% of the people that you see, you know. So, you know, you throw out a hand, you know, on the windshield, whatever, and wave to them and stuff like that. Definitely, I was like, if you got a buck in the back of your truck or a deer in the back, I'm like, you're giving a thumbs up, you're flashing your lights, you're, like, honking on the horn. You're like, hey, stop, check this bitch out, you know.
So June, July, August, dog days of summer there in the end. We do a lot of hay in the summer, and the deer camp game, they'll be around, and... There'll be a couple big heavy-duty weekends where we have thousands of bales that need to go into the barn, and that is a whole event in itself, getting everybody corralled. And if it's a weekend night in the summer, I mean, we'll hit a pond. We got, like, Uncle's Pond and stuff.
Everything that you might need, you can find what you're looking for.
Just follow me down to
Snowsville.
I'm going to play, and you guys are going to piecemeal it.
Are you in the Horseshoe League?
Yes. Yes, I'm in the Horseshoe League.
How do you feel about that?
I love it. Meet a lot of new friends.
You have to be from Chelsea or work in Chelsea in order to be on the league. There's like 36 people on it, and they range from my age to 80. You have to, like, there's a sub list, and then eventually, like, if you're on the sub list long enough, eventually you'll be on the league. You're not on the league right away, which is like a big honor around here, you know, to be on the league. Like, I just barely got on the league last year, so it's like, you know, it's a big deal. Everybody wants to be on the league. I mean, not everybody wants to be on it. If you suck at horseshoes, you don't want to be on it. You know what I mean? But, I mean, there's guys that shoot like 80% ringers.
guns and ammunition, even if you're fishing. Or just to shoot
or some dungarees.
Yeah, look at, yeah.
If you see a whole bunch of rigs at so-and-so's house and somebody knew them, you would probably just stop. If you had the time that night, which if you're driving around and looking for that kind of stuff, you're doing that. So you'll stop in and you talk to them because there's no service and you can't look at your phone and you got to be old school about it. So, yeah, you just find stuff to do.
If you're coming with a group of guys to a deer camp and you take a bunch of pictures and put them on Facebook, that's like
bad news, bears.
You know, we're so far out of actual contact of actual women that we're pretty much screwed in the women aspect.
You know, most girls that like you go to high school with, they want it out. They don't want to be stuck here, you know, in this small town. The girls are all leaving.
So you're 20, whatever you said, seven years old. So what's your fate?
I'm content logging or doing whatever I do, what I do now. It was, you know, working in the woods and...
No, I'm talking about women.
I'll be at, like, the store one day and it will just happen, right? Isn't that how it's supposed to be?
Like, what store?
I don't know. Lenny's and Barry. I'm not worried about it. I guess I know you just made me paranoid about that.
And I'm going to get kicked out of land use because the roads are in piss poor shape because Dick's driving through there. Figure that one out.
On the back?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, close that gate. Close that gate down there.
I put it so there. Fall. Something I like to do personally, fall, we have a lot of fairs around Vermont. So I happen to have an anti-tractor that I'll go around, and it's a good excuse to hit the fairs. And there's got to be one every other weekend at least. And you can hit them all.
What have I become?
I don't know. I couldn't really picture myself anywhere else. I'm not saying I wouldn't enjoy living somewhere else, I guess. It'd be kind of neat to try it, but I like it here. So this is... I like this place.